Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hey everyone! During this transmission, I would really like to share with you on the four primal codes. So these four primal codes are at the foundation of life itself, and all life forms have basically these four primal codes, you know, in them as part of their unique coding. Only for a lot of people, these codes are not activated in all dimensions of their lives, and not all the different facets of these unique codes frequency are activated. And when we start activating all of these four codes, each facet of these codes in all dimensions of their lives, what happens is that we start accelerate our evolution, right? Because all of our planes of existence, they start coming in pure alignment with our unique quantum soul blueprint, and therefore, boom, there's a huge vortex of expansion. It's absolutely amazing. I have been downloading about this body of work for a very long time and, you know, bringing that into my life so I could embody that, and then I could share this integrated wisdom with you all, guys. And this is what's been happening, and I'm so very excited. So this episode will also be posted on YouTube, and I would love it if you would follow and even leave a review on iTunes. That would be absolutely amazing. So I was really, really called to share this unique content with you guys because last week I facilitated the very first four-day events of my brand new Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University, and it was absolutely mind-blowing. So much came through. Like, of course, you know, I kind of know what's going to come through, but because most of the content is actually channeled, we always go even deeper and even deeper. And when we were really refining how to work with these primal codes, I thought, well, I got to share that with more people. Like, everyone needs to have that because it's actually very simple to understand, and it's super simple to apply in our everyday lives, and the results are just tremendous. So how did I come across the fact, or like the knowing, that we all have this four primal codes, right? So I have been on a journey, so I go through all sorts of really interesting journeys in the quantum. And on that particular journey, I was taken into a very unique place somewhere out there where souls are being born. And it's fascinating to observe because basically it is coming from all of these codes, all of these frequency just residing, you know, within oneness. And these frequencies, basically they start, you know, choosing to dance together. They kind of come together. It's like, oh, you know, like let's hang out. And then four codes, four frequencies are actually the primal frequencies of all of creation. It is not only for human guys, but it's also for all forms of existence on planet Earth and across the galaxies. So when we know that, our entire perspective of co-creating with other humans, but also co-creating with advanced star races, changes because we can really feel to a new layer, to a new extent, how much we are actually really in this, whatever this is, together. So when it comes to human beings, we all have these four primal codes within us. But then as I was witnessing the soul being born, there are eight more codes. These eight other codes are, you know, all the other codes that reside. A code is basically like a thing, a frequency, a quality, an interest, anything. Like everything is a code, right? And so we each have 12 codes within us. So the four primal codes and then an additional eight codes. And when all of these codes together come together, they create our cosmic heart. So we are born from the heart. It's first the heart, the cosmic heart is being created. And then the cosmic heart just has an abundance of time to basically bring all of these codes together and create more and more like connection between all of these frequencies until this cosmic heart actually evolves and expands into a frequency soul that can then choose to go on a journey, and the soul is just gonna say like, oh, I feel like going to Earth, yay, Earth is exciting, oh, I feel like going to Arcturus or Sirius or whatever. So in the Quantum University that I facilitate and that I founded, we go in depth in this unique quantum soul blueprint that we each have, so we can really activate all of our codes and, you know, much, much further than that, activate these codes in all facets of our life, so then we can really bring our unique soul mission to planet Earth. But for today, because, you know, we don't have month and month of studies together, I would like to share with you something that's really practical that you're already going to take home with you, and then you can practice. I would really like to encourage you to practice this. If you have a pen and paper, actually, that could be useful right now because you might like to take notes. So everything that I teach is very advanced, in-depth quantum architecture, but I don't know, like, I guess it's one of my magic, one of my codes is that I kind of break it down and I simplify things so it's grounded and it's easy to embody. Because, yeah, it's awesome to be able to talk to aliens and, you know, and talk about these things, but if it doesn't bring any changes in my everyday life, why would I actually do it? What's the point, right? So, like, this is my magic. I am here to really show you what's the point of doing all of this amazing advanced quantum work. Okay. Now I would like to share with you, and it's not gonna come this one as a big surprise because I'm sure that all of you can see this very first code coming. It is love. So love frequency is indeed the first primal code, right? We are all born from love and we all have that coding inside of us. The second code is freedom. Freedom in all of its aspects. Then we have abundance. Abundance on all levels, not only abundance of money, but also, very important for humanity right now, abundance of time. Abundance of time, but also abundance of fun, abundance of joy, abundance, you know, that's all the different facets. It's not just abundance. It's like all of the facets of it, like not just freedom, all the facets of freedom, all the facets of love. And then the fourth code, that is the primal code that all souls have across the entire multiverse, is connection. It's connection, and all the facets of connection, if you really think about it, must be activated within the self. Otherwise, it's very hard to be really happy. Because if we are not connected to ourselves, we don't know our needs. Like, we don't know what we need to feel happy. We don't follow our needs. Like, if we are not connected to our planet, if we are not connected to our friends, to our children, to our parents, to a certain, you know, like, if we are not connected in general, then what happens is that we are lonely. And so many humans do feel lonely, you know, like a lot of my life, most of my life, I have felt really lonely because this code of connection was not fully activated in all dimensions of my life. So if you are watching this on video, you will see this visual. If you listen to the podcast later, simply visualize as I explain in my words. It's very easy. It's not too technical. Okay? So I've made a very beautiful little shape here. So you have a square. And each side of the square is one of these frequencies: love, freedom, abundance, and connection. And then at the center of the square, we can place a little dot. So you have a little dot at the center of the square. And then we have love, freedom, abundance, and connection around. Why this little dot, Sandrine, you may ask, and I will say, excellent question, dear one. This little dot represents the center point, the anchor. So if you have watched any of my freebies on my website, if you're used to my content, like the body of work that I channel is all around the fractal. And the fractal is actually a circle with a little dot. But it's Here we have a square because that represents these four primal codes, okay? So the center is always mentioned. It's always mentioned in all the transmission I receive and I facilitate because the center point is actually our heart. It is the anchor. It is the ability to observe, the ability to be fully present, no equanimity. So when we have this square with love, abundance, freedom, and connection, this little dot easily represents where we are going to place an experience. So let's say, for example, I will take my darling here, who's sick at home, as an example, because very practical, right? I'm a mom, I love my kids, and so on. But then I also have all of these things to do. So I place this experience, okay, sick child at home, and I place it into the square. And I'm like, okay, let's bring all the facets of these frequencies around this one experience and see where the misalignment is. And actually, to really be precise, it's not so much the misalignment, because that has a low frequency vibe around that term. So I will refine misalignment, and instead of using this word, I will use where is my area of growth, which is way more uplifting and exciting, right? So my area of growth, where is it? My daughter is sick at home. Let's observe that. What is already fully activated and what is an area of growth? Fully activated love. You know, I love my daughter so much. Anything at all can happen. She can do anything that she likes, you know, like be a horrible brat or like whatever. I will love her always. I just love her. I love her so much. This is absolutely undeniable. Yes, that's very good. It means that my daughter is sick at home. It's like, I really feel that I am anchored into love. But then let's have a look at freedom. That's not as activated with this experience because all of a sudden I just can't do my things. I want to go to yoga. I want to meditate. It's just I want, but I need to, right? It's like it's my schedule. I need to do this live. So it's like, I'm already feeling that this experience connecting to freedom is actually not activated. I don't feel free. I'm freaking stuck. I'm like, ugh. So, woo, exciting. I don't judge the self. I don't judge the human centering for feeling like that. This is always very important, guys. We do not judge the self. We simply self-study. No, it's one of the, you know, very important yogic principle as well. It's like self-study, right? Svadhyaya. So I self-study myself here. Okay, so freedom, area for growth right now. What about abundance? Actually, if I really turn into abundance, I have to realize that I have time during the day to be there for her. And also because she's not 10 years old, she can actually, you know, self-manage a little bit. Okay, so I observed that actually my abundance, I still feel pretty good with this abundance. I don't feel too deprived in terms of abundance of time. Money is not really part of the equation because I, you know, like there is plenty of money to go around. This situation in itself doesn't really affect my money. So I feel really aligned and centered. I know that it's not an area of growth around this particular experience with the frequency of abundance, because basically there's nothing arising, I'm not stressed, there is nothing, you know, like arising in my field. So, okay, really cool. So I already have, with this one experience, I already have like full-on activation of love and full-on activation of abundance. I was just looking at tip here, freedom's not really fully activated, right? And then when I look at connection, I feel also, because I'm very honest and she's listening to me right now, I feel also that there is an area for growth because I tend to rush around. I've got lots of things to do and she's there on the couch, like, okay, you know, feeling very, very miserable, poor little thing. So I'm not embodying the mum who's going to calm, sit down with her and cuddle and actually reconnect with her, actually really talk to her and ask her what she needs, how I can be there for her. It's just the reason come. I don't judge my human for that either, but I observe area for growth. So there are two areas for growth regarding this one experience. So it is mostly freedom and connection, right? So it means that because it is not fully activated, I do not have this, so I do not have embody, I am not embodying, integrating and transcending this pathway of evolution offered to me. So a pathway of evolution, so if you're listening to this on the podcast, again, visualize a square. And Matthias Di Stefano speaks a lot about that, you know, and teachings that he gives on Gaia. Next level guy, one day we'll have dinner. So the pathway of evolution, you have one, you have expression. Two, you have experimentation. Three, you have integration. And four, you have transcendence. So it means that all the experiences that arise in your field, they are part also of this pathway of evolution. When we can integrate and transcend, it means that we have fully brought all of that in alignment with ourselves right now. And this is very important because experiences keep on repeating over and over and over again until we have transcended this pathway of evolution. It's like a tick on the list. If you're like, oh, watching best show on earth ever, Sandrine, we're just going to keep on bringing her, like, you know, all of this, until she actually activates all of these codings, fully aligns with her soul and transcend, integrate the experience. So for me to be able to fully integrate this experience and transcend it, I have to really activate all of these codes. And all of this is actually, you know, coming from pure downloads, you know, like I have never seen anyone teaching that before. This is why this body of work that I'm so happy and so privileged to be able to channel is so life-changing, because it's very simple and it's brand new. So I place my experience here and I say, like, okay, let's freedom and connection. So I simply go in my heart and it's like, okay, what's going to allow me to be feel free in this experience with this template that is being offered to me? So life, the universe is bringing me this experience of having a sick daughter at home. How can I really, really align to the four primal codes, all the facets of these codes, so I can really be with the experience, integrate all that I need to integrate from this four codes, so I transcend. We know that we transcend the experience when there is no more resistance in the field, when the experience is simply being presented to us and we simply flow with it so graciously and effortlessly that we don't even think about it. If we start thinking about it, if there are lower emotion frequency of frustration and sadness or anger, like agitation, then we know that we haven't transcended that experience, right? So to be able to really activate these four codings in this experience of having my darling sick on the couch right now, I'm going to activate my freedom. So this morning, I had the choice. Okay, I could go to hot yoga. I love hot yoga. I need hot yoga. I feel so energetic right now. I really need to sweat and so on. Yes, but is it good to leave my daughter for, you know, like an hour to go to yoga? I really tuned in. And for me, it was fuck yes. It was like a huge yes. I need to go to yoga. So I went and I connected to her, which really activated this other code, right, of pure connection, and really, really connected. And I just expressed to her, I really want to go to yoga. I'm just going to go for an hour. And after yoga, is like I can go and, you know, go grocery shopping and do these things. And then because we were really connecting, like really from the heart, really communicating clearly together, she told me, no, it's too long, you can't leave me alone for 2 hours. And then I realized, okay, that's no problem, I will just go to yoga quickly, and it means like it's an hour in total. Would that be all right? So I really expressed my need to my child, who is old enough to stay at home for an hour. Of course, I wouldn't do that with a two-year-old. I'm not crazy. Well, that could be discussed as well. Anyway, not on that level, I would say. So I really connected to her, and like she said, okay, yes. And she was watching her movie. I went to yoga. I came back just feeling amazing. And so I was really able to be more and more connected. So now for the rest of the day, this is going to be my experience, my pathway of evolution, of simply experience love, freedom, abundance, and connection with this unique experience that the universe is, or life is, presenting to me. Okay? So everything that you can think of can be placed in this way. So you place simply the experience at the center point of this square, and you observe, you self-study, use Vajraya, your life, right? So it can be anything. It can be anything, like a relationship that you have with somebody new in your life. It can be a relationship with a parent. It can be your relationship to money, for example, because money is also, can also be placed at the center of the square, okay? Because money is abundance, but, so this is where it becomes interesting. I hope you were already interested, but it's okay, like it becomes even more interesting. Because these frequencies, they love to dance together. They love to be fully aligned and having this, you know, perfect dance together. So abundance, we could say that money is here, right? So abundance money also wants to have an amazing relationship with all the other codes. So abundance money has to be fully aligned to freedom. Money is free, you know, and to be fully aligned to love money. I love money so much. I just want money to be around me all the time, because money is awesome. When I have all of this money in my life, like I'm free. I'm even more free than I have ever been before, because I can give. I'm so abundant with all of this money. I actually can give to all the people I love and that I feel like giving. So which increases therefore the connection I have in my life to the people I love. You know, like I want to spoil my siblings. I want to spoil the people I love in my life, because this is a lot of my coding. I love giving. I'm very generous on that that level. And this is when we can start observing the beautiful dance of these four primal codes together. So if you are looking at really going to next level with your life, sometimes it starts, and often it starts, with the most basic embodiment of advanced quantum teachings. It's basically embodying in all aspects of your lives the foundation of existence, you know, foundation around this primal code of love, freedom, abundance, and connection. A lot of people separate everyday life to spiritual life. There's no difference. It's only one and the same. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are simply a projection. You are simply a projection. That's gonna, like, I'm not going to go into details with that. And our current existence, we are going to keep on repeating over and over and over again experiences, so we can basically have this experience, like Matthias DiStefano explained. We have the interest to have an experience, or sometimes we don't have the interest. Like I had no interest in having my daughter sick at home. It just happened. But interest is actually like an expression, first expression. That's exactly what's being used. So first we have the expression arising, and then we have the experimentation. And we're going to keep on experimenting until we actually integrate that knowing. So when you realize all of this, what do you think is going to imagine? It's like you're going to freaking accelerate like a quantum beast. You know, you're going to change reality so fast, because every experience that comes to you, you can basically kind of, you nail it. You nail it, because it's self-study with so much love and compassion and non-judgment. You simply observe the area of growth and what you do, what's necessary. Okay? So remember to be patient and to also really be detached, not to project any outcomes, and also to project your own love frequency. So if in the past, for example, you have been in toxic relationships, right? And this toxic relationship meant that you were always calling similar type of people, that you like, actually nothing wrong with them. You know, we just bring mirrors into our lives. So you were just bringing these people into your life, you know, manifesting this toxic relationship without knowing how it was happening. And the experience gets on being repeated over and over and over again. It's like, why do this. Observe in the relationship how free you are. Guys, so many of us who get into relationship because we feel lonely, because we don't have connection fully activated. First, it starts with the freaking self, always. And that's not something new that I've downloaded. It's something that has been shared for thousands and thousands of years. Everything starts with the self. So if you keep on repeating toxic relationship, if you keep on being freaking broke into your life, like that was my past experience, basically, like toxic relationship being broke constantly, right? So bring that into this square and be very honest. Be very honest. And sometimes we see blocks and we tend to be victims. Let's be honest, like a lot of humans, we tend to be victims, like poor me, I never have this, I never have that, I never have money. Well, actually, give yourself a very good check, because you create your reality. You are not a bad person. It's not what I'm saying. You're not a bad person. Like, I mean, I don't know about you, but actually don't really need bad person, because behind all the pricks, the prickles, and behind all the hearts and so on, it's just like, you know, just a beautiful soul, just waiting to be loved, just waiting to love and connect and just have a ball, you know, have a great life. So there's no such thing as, I think, like really, I've never met anyone who was born to torture other people endlessly. Anyway, I'm completely getting sidetracked here. What I'm saying is that a lot of people are blocked on the spiritual journey because they are afraid of this self-study, this self-introspection. But what are we afraid of? What we can see is that we see like, oh, you know, I didn't rise up to the occasion. Like, you know, often I was really angry with all of these men coming into my life. You know, I was really angry. I could not control my anger. So I became destructive, like the dragon. And yeah, I see that, and it's not nice, you know, I don't really like that aspect of me. So, yep, area of growth. That's my area of growth, and I will just work on it. I will tune into my heart, I will do the work, I will continue learning about me, more and more and more, so I don't repeat similar, you know, experiences. So this is the four primal codes and how to apply each of these codes to your unique experiences. I hope that you really, that you understood this and that you connected with this transmission. And if you are interested, please, you know, let me know. We can have a chat actually on the phone to see if this kind of content aligns for you, because I'm still taking enrollment for module one of the Quantum University. Please realize that for the next 2 weeks, you can still join, but after the doors will be closed for a good 2 months until we start the next module. And this subject will not be studied in the next module. Next module, we will jump into something else, okay? So if you absolutely love this kind of content, if you are ready to really align all freaking aspects of your life to your unique quantum soul blueprint, so you can accelerate your evolution and tap into the next level of your abundance, of manifestation, of love, of excitement, of loving being a freaking amazing human, because that's all we want, is we want to have a good life. So give me a call. All informations are on my website, sandrines.com. And I thank you very, very much for joining. I loved being with you. And I'm going to do more and more of these pop-up mini training, because that's my jazz. I like it. I love it. And I love connecting with you all. I'm sending you many blessings. May you stay connected to love, abundance, freedom, and connection in everything that you do, because you are a magnificent being. And we were born free, so we can reclaim the power within. Love you all, and I will see you very soon. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website, sandrines.com, for more information.